In order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
You are now listening to DJ EJ.
What will people say?
Good morning, good morning, and happy Tuesday to you. It is now 8:07. I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. And boy, am I excited. We have a very special guest in the studio with us, Ms. Amber from MWR. How are you, Amber?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I am fantastic. So we've got our question of the day, which is basically naming your superhero alias. It is based off of your favorite color and the last thing you ate. What would be your superhero alias?
All right, so mine will be purple sourdough bread. So I make my own sourdough bread. And so I made some 2 days ago and baked it last night. So then I got to have it for breakfast this morning. So
I guess that's
just, you know.
Don't you just love it when you make your own food and then you really have an appreciation because you're like, I know exactly where this came from. I put all the love in the world to this
food.
No,
I do love it.
That is great. Phenomenal. I like that. Is it hard to make sourdough bread?
I actually love it. I think it's pretty easy.
Really?
Yeah, I really do love it.
You're going to have to give me a lesson after the show, I think.
I will. Give you my recipe and everything. Yeah.
I've attempted to make bread in the past, and it was not an easy deal.
Oh, man. It's great. I love it.
That is awesome. Well, make sure you keep it here. We've got a whole lot of events to talk about as it pertains to MWR, and I am very excited to be discussing it today. So make sure that you continue to keep it locked in. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, and in case you forgot, that is the station serving you America's best. Welcome back to the studio. We have here with us Amber from MWR. So if you are just joining us, you came in at a really great time because we are just starting out. We've laid out our question of the day, so that's a beautiful thing. And now we're going to get right into the events that MWR has. So what is it that we can look forward to with MWR, Amber?
So we have our Latin dance lessons at 568 Lounge this Friday, July 26th. The 8:30 to 10 p.m. is when the lessons happen, and then you can dance the night away practicing what you learned from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. It is for ages 18 and up only, and it is a free event, so come on out and learn some Latin dancing.
That is beautiful. Yeah. I had a moment where I belonged to a dance conservatory. This was many years ago back in high school, and it was so much fun because we got a chance to learn salsa and bachata and merengue, and I had like the best time, and it gave us one of few opportunities to actually like get involved in like a regional competition.
Ooh, cool.
And I think we won like second place, and I was so excited. We did salsa, so we basically did the basic.
But still, that's so awesome.
We had a really great time. So anybody that's interested, especially if you're looking for something very new to do, this is actually a pretty great opportunity. It helps you to burn calories without even thinking about it. It's so much fun, and you get to engage with other people that also enjoy it. So yep. I think that's a great opportunity.
I love it.
Perfect, perfect. What else are we looking forward to?
Well, another thing for the adults to do, the summer reading program is not just for kids, it's for all ages. And so for today, one of their events is going to be for adults 18 and up only. It's 4:30 to 5:45 p.m. You can learn how to protect the environment and caring for our health, how they work together. And then you create natural house cleaners using essential oils and reusable spray bottles.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's pretty interesting.
So here's what's funny. So we actually, earlier in the program, we actually put this information out. But get this, today is National Lemon Day.
Which is perfect.
Right, which was so wild. And so as I was actually going through the MWR's magazine, I was like, wait a minute, this is happening on National Lemon Day. And I'm thinking to myself, that can't be a coincidence. I think this was done intentionally.
And I love lemon cleaners. So like the smell of lemon is just so fresh and nice. So I love that.
It is. And I was kind of late to the game because I didn't realize just how powerful and effective it can be used as a cleaner. It didn't take me till I was well into my adulthood did I realize that. I always equated it with it's a fresh scent, but I always
saw the citrus
scented things. Mm-hmm. Right, so I didn't think anything of it. So I'm like, why can't I just clean with oranges? If I wanted to clean with an orange, why couldn't I do that? But then I realized lemon really does have a very clean and powerful agent, which I love. So that's pretty awesome.
I do too, for sure.
I like that. Okay.
All right. Well, then, and also for adults and for youth sports, if we're going to shift gears a little bit, you can check out the Soccer Referees Clinic, which is coming up, and they're going to do it for adult sports and youth sports. You can get paid to officiate games. So that's pretty exciting. And they're going to do an in-classroom training either Monday, August 19th or Tuesday, September 3rd. You get to pick. That's going to be at the Liberty Center. And then they'll do field mechanics and live scrimmages from September 4th to the 12th on weekdays only at the Nastro Turf Field. Eligibility is 18 and up. Active duty dependents and DOD ID card holders. The training is free, so you can register until the Friday before the class in classroom training that you pick. But you can check out our website for more information and send your registration to the adult sports coordinator Angelina or the youth sports email.
That is perfect. And for those that have been staying in tune with our morning show, Angelina and Heather with MWR Fitness was in the studio yesterday, bringing all the energy, of course.
Yes, of course.
And we've been talking about with the soccer season being underway that officials are needed for this, and so you have the opportunity to get paid it's my understanding as well that if you are just looking to do it for the love of the sport that they also can provide LOAs.
Yes,
but just to be clear that this is a training that's provided to those that are interested in officiating soccer. So if that's something that you're looking to do, this is a great opportunity for you to get involved and get that training under your belt so that you can participate as a soccer official. So
yes,
that was one thing that we had mentioned during the break as well, that it's important to note that you still have to go through the training. However, it is a really great opportunity. You do get paid. You could get an LOA. So it's an opportunity to kind of get off the couch, have a really great time.
And the training's free, so that's nice too.
Right, right. So that's exciting. I like that. Okay.
Yeah, and then that leads us right into youth sports soccer registration. It is open and happening now. So the regular season's going to be August 21st to October 9th for ages 5 to 18, and the Start Smart Soccer for ages 2.5 to 5 will be from September 3rd to October 9th. You can register at the Youth Complex in Maranai from Tuesday to Friday, 11:30 to 3:30, from July 16th to August 3rd. August 3rd is going to be the last day for registration, and they will be open that day. It's a Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's the final day for registration. Or you can also email your registration anytime to the email listed on the poster. You can check out our Facebook page or our website, www.navymwrsignala.com.
That is so phenomenal. Let me just be the first to say, if there is ever anyone out there that says there's nothing to do on base, you could not be further from the truth. There is so much to do. So it's just an opportunity of really getting involved, right? Asking questions, reaching out, and you can definitely do that. So we'll be sure to keep you posted, and you stay here. This is 105.9. And we are back in the studio. In case you are just joining us, we have the pleasure, being here in the studio with Amber from MWR. We've been talking about some really cool events that is taking place in the near future. Anything from Latin dance to the youth sports soccer. And so I know that there are more events to come. So Amber, can you tell us what else is it that we can look forward to with MWR?
So we've been putting it out for a while, but it's finally here. Missoula Children's Theater is coming back next week, and this time they're going to put on a fantastic performance of Red Riding Hood. So MCT is a performing arts camp, and they're going to host auditions on July 29th, which is Monday, from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. at Signal Elementary School. And then approximately 50 to 60 local students will be cast to appear in the show. The students that wish to audition should arrive about 9:45 and stay for the entire two-hour session. It's open to children ages 5 and in kindergarten to 18 years old. Rehearsals will be from July 29th, Monday, to August 2nd, Friday. It's literally just a week. They put this together so quickly. And times are going to depend on the part, but the first rehearsal will begin about 15 to 30 minutes after the auditions. And the performance of Red Riding Hood will take place on Friday, August 2nd at 5 p.m. in Sigonella Elementary School Knights Hall. It is a free show, and it's open to the entire Sigonella community, so you can all come support the kids, even if your kid's not in the show. But it's such a fun experience to see them. I got to watch both of them, the Peter and Wendy last year and the Snow Queen, and they were fantastic. The kids have a great time, and it's really awesome to see.
I love that. I'm a huge drama buff. Like, that's just me. And so back when I was at home, I used to love being in, like, the drama ministry. I loved performing in the theater because it was just, it's so much fun. It almost gives you permission to escape reality and just, you know, kind of embody an entirely different character.
Yeah.
And for me, that there was, it was so much fun. It was so much fun. When I was younger, I used to, I was part of an African-American history play, and I got the privilege of playing Miss Tina Turner And when I tell you, that was like the funnest, coolest thing in the world. Just to be someone else, just for a little while, was so cool.
That is so cool.
I had so much fun. We had the hair and then the black sequin dress. Like, it was a whole thing. It was a whole thing, and I loved it so much. But no, that is fantastic. And I know this is something we've talked about once before, but as was said, it's an open invitation for everyone to participate. So please come out and support the little ones and just, you know, let their imaginations run wild and give them a reason to have a great time. Just go out, enjoy yourself, enjoy them as well, because it sounds like a really cool event. So I'm definitely here for it. I love it. Now, moving forward, I know this is something we talked about during the break. I was just kind of reading through the MWR magazine, which if you've not seen the MWR magazine, let me tell you something. It is loaded with events for any and everyone. So you really want to take advantage of that. This particular event that we're about to talk about, I am very, very excited about. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, we are really, really excited to do our Summer Skate Luau Friday, August 9th from 5 to 8 p.m. in the NAS 1 Fitness Center basketball court. All ages are welcome. It is a free event. There is a registration link you can find on our website, Facebook, or the QR code on the poster. You can scan that. But you can come get your roll on with our Summer Skate Luau to include games such as Red Light, Green Light, Four Corners, Speed Skating, Limbo, and more. Bring your skates and they'll be inspected upon entry by staff to ensure the basketball court floor will not be damaged. They should be free from dirt, oil, grit, and in good riding condition. Wheels cannot be metal, things like that, just to keep our floor safe. But there are a limited quantity of sizes of skates available to rent from community recreation for the event as well. So you can head there today or give them a call to reserve the skates.
That is awesome. I hate to say this, but I'm reminded of a time in which we were talking about this before. When we used to go to the Rollerdrome back in the day, everybody wanted to be there. It was just like the hottest place to be. And even if you didn't know how to skate, you would just kind of put on like you knew what you were doing, even if you didn't. And I remember it was my birthday, and I was so excited. As I was going around the skating rink, I saw the doors open, and it was my friends walking in for our birthday party. And I was so over the top elated, as if I'd never seen them before. And I went to go wave, and the wave just kind of took over my body as I was waving. And next thing I know, I hit the floor so fast. It was so embarrassing.
Oh, no.
But I was so excited to see them. Like, I don't even know why I was that excited. I've seen them before. They were my friends. But
you were just having such a great time.
I really was. And I think I lost sight of the fact that I was actually on skates. So it was a little bit of a mess. But we had a really good time in the process. I had some cake, so it was all good after the fact.
Perfect.
But no, that is amazing, amazing. So make sure to keep it here. What we're going to do when we come back is we're just going to provide you a little contact information if you are interested in any of the events. And let me tell you, MWR is incredible when it comes to lining up these events for you. So it's just a matter of showing up and having a great time in the process. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you. If you are just joining us, we are here in the studio with Amber from MWR. Amber, I know that we've covered so much that's going on, and I'm so excited because it kind of takes us from everything. We've spanned everything from sports to theater and a summer luau skating session. Like, it's just been everything today, so I'm particularly excited about it. And if there is something that our listeners, if you are interested in, we also want to make sure, Amber, too, that we get some contact information from you, and that way they can reach out to you directly and get some information. How do they go about doing that?
Yeah, well, so actually I would say, too, our August preview will be out this week, so be on the lookout in a few days for that. We're really excited. We're getting ready to print in the next day or so. And you can always find all the information on our website. I always tell everybody, I know some people like the app. We don't control the app, so I like to say that because, unfortunately, I don't have a lot of control over the app part. It just pulls things from our website, though. So if you go to our website, everything's on the website. I do control most of that. I put everything up there. So NavyMWRSignella.com is the best place to find everything MWR, from, you know, directory with all of our phone numbers for all of our facilities and programs and events and everything on the website. And then you can also check out our Facebook page. That doesn't, you know, that's more for updates, for, you know, like some pictures, things that are going on. We do post a lot of updates on our stories on Facebook now. So check out the Facebook stories if you're interested, like, oh, is this, you know, class canceled? Is the credit card machine down here? Those kind of things we always put up on our Facebook stories. So make sure you check that out too. But yeah, website for sure is always top number one.
I love that. And I can attest to that, too, because I am on that website quite frequently, seeing what's going on, what information we can put out. And so I am excited. I'm also excited about this August preview. I'm always one of those. I can't wait till the month sets in. I have to be able to see what's going on well in advance.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys are really great at making that August, or just the previews in general, available for people to be able to just say, hey, here's a sneak peek at what you can expect for the coming month. I think that is the coolest thing in the world. To me, it's almost like a movie trailer, and it gets you so excited for the coming month. Like, you're like, I cannot wait for these events to take place because you want to participate in all of them.
Well, and just getting it in your hands, it's kind of like, ooh, I always want to feel it. I just want to look through the book and be like, woohoo, what's coming up? Like, I love that part.
I thought
of it.
I was the only one. I'm the type of person, have it in hand. Like, if I have to look at it digitally, so be it. But to be honest with you, anything that I can kind of stray away from the computer monitors, because I'm looking at monitors all day long. So if I have the opportunity to say, no, here's an actual book, not a Kindle. Here is a magazine, not necessarily your computer monitor. I think it's very helpful.
Yeah.
So, Amber, I cannot thank you enough for being here in the studio, providing us this information. It's one thing when we make it available to our listeners, but it's another when we actually have a subject matter expert, when we have a representative that comes into the studio and lets us know, hey, this is what we've got going on, and you've got to be a part of it. So thank you so much for stepping in for us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And for those of you who are listening, please make sure that you take advantage of all of these events. They are made with you in mind. So please come out, enjoy, support others as well as they engage in all of these wonderful activities that MWR has lined up. Make sure you continue to keep it here. We've got a great deal of information provided. So when we return, make sure that you just kind of keep it here with us. We still got some really good music going on and some great information for you to take on your busy day. You're listening to 105.9.